Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to LFC Spiritual Growth and Development, our midweek worship, prayer, and praise time together as a family. We're glad that you have joined us. We ask that you remember it is interactive, and as we share and receive, we want to be able to communicate and also have a electronic fellowship with one another. We want to share with you some of the announcements that we should make ourselves aware of. There will be a retreat meeting this Saturday, 10 o'clock, Bethany Union Church. All those interested in being a part of this awesome move, we ask that you come praying and prepared for the strategy building for our experience. Okay, I'm on speaker. Yeah, okay. We're looking at some of the other announcements that we want to share from our monthly announcements. We have several save the dates for upcoming events, not the least of which is the experience. You can come and register on Saturday. The registrations will be there. You can come and get a good insight as to what to expect during the experience. It's quite different from past years, and so there is some really free site activities you may want to make sure you're familiar with, so that when you get there, you will be ready for your tailor-made experience. So some new things going on. We want the Lord to give us the heart for those new move and that new wine and the new way things will look, and not always think that, you know, it's not before. This is a way we've never gone before. And he is showing us great and wonderful things that we don't know. And so we ask you to be prayerfully prepared, as well as take care of the business aspect of it, so that you can fully enjoy the experience and all that God has and is preparing for you. We also have our fellowship that's coming in on the 26th of October for the AEN and one in December 15th for the AEN. Save the date. Save the date. Remember, this October is Ministry Appreciation Month. So you want to be sure to express your gratitude to those ministries and those ministry leaders that have labored on our behalf as they have through the years prepared us to receive the more of God. Our service this Sunday, second Sunday, will be at 2:30. I know our times change sometimes, but this Sunday is worshiping at 2:30 in Bethany Union Fellowship Hall. Invite someone to the service to share some of the powerful ministry that go on Sundays. And then we're currently in the midst of CCTI, our Monday-only, Blog Talk Radio-only class. This unit, this third unit, is developing a lifestyle suited for the supernatural, stages of prophetic development, what every prophet needs to know, and the last class, living under the influence, apostolic and prophetic portals. We are being enlightened with revelation of this new season, this new land that the Lord is leading us to. And so we definitely want to have received the information necessary so that we are non-shamed and we're not a people of ignorance, but a people that is prepared and surrendered to the Lord, will and program for our life. So remember, if you have information you would like shared, make sure you get your information to Elder Sherita at SheritaTate.com so that she can make it a part of the monthly announcement. We also have this prophetic revelation 2019. So if you want to take a little mini weekend trip, take a trip up to Toledo, Saturday, November 2nd, 2019, where Harvest Christian Training Center and Prophet Carter Thomas and Ambassadorial Prophet Michael Henderson are presenting the Abba Father, Abraham. Bummer. So come out, make a trip, plan a trip, you and your accountability partner. You don't want to miss this transformative prophetic move of the Holy Spirit. So be sure to send your information. The conference is located, as I said, in Toledo, Ohio, 531 Pinewood Street in Toledo. And it is November 2nd from time 3:33 to 5. So a nice afternoon trip that would be a wonderful, wonderful fellowship. All right? We encourage you also to tune in to Apostle Walter and Pastor Pamela Poston in Highway and Edges Outreach Ministry, where they are doing a blog talk on rejection, a blog talk teaching, a 6-week teaching on rejection. You want to be a part of that seminar. Wonderful, wonderful, powerful teaching from the author of the book and the ministry leaders that we have in Nevada. So at this time, we are going to open up in prayer.
Father God, we come and we lift you up. We exalt your most holy and righteous name, Father God. We pray right now, Father God, that our ears and our hearts, Father God, prepare to receive and hear that which you have to speak unto us, Father God. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the minister of the new wine, the word of the new wine here would minister to us, Father God. We pray for revelation and understanding and wisdom, Father God, as it is being taught and released over us this evening. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for transformation, a word that will transform us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, for a word that will bring us to a new place, truth and wisdom and understanding, a place of conviction and repentance. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for this. We thank you for Laborers for Christ, Word Life Center, and we decree and declare, Father God, that upon this rock have you built your church and the gates of hell. This church and the gates of hell shall not prevail, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the apostolic covering over this house, Father God. We thank you for every prophetic word that heaven has spoken, Father God, and has released into the earth realm. We decree that it must come to pass according to your will, Father God. Thy will be done on earth as it is written in heaven, Father God. We is our declaration and our confession, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so now we pray, Father God, that that our hearts and our ears will be attentive to the words that are released, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We speak and call good soil, Father God, as it falls on it and produces a harvest. We thank you for your word that some water, some plant, but you bring the increase, Father God. So we await the increase of your word, God. We thank you, Father God, for new wine, skins, and new wine, Father God. We thank you for the process, Father God, and even if we find ourselves confused or not understanding, we thank you for wisdom in it, Father God, and direction for the leading and guiding of your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. And at this time, we will turn the remainder of our praise and prayer and Bible study over to the hands of our apostle. Dr. Shawnette.
Amen. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and for your prayers. Thank you for those announcements. We just want to further encourage you that the registration for the experience is out. It has been sent out, and we want to encourage individuals to get registered. And as it relates, I understand that the first 25 people that register will be entered into a drawing, a giveaway. And so you want to do that. Also in that packet, there's some information. We want to encourage you to text the word experience, to text the word experience to 91096. Text the word experience to 91096. And that is how you will stay updated about things forthcoming as it relates to the experience. So, again, we ask that you text the word experience, EXPERIENCE, to 91096. So we look forward to staying updated, staying connected as we are in preparation for this move of God. And so that is just a phenomenal blessing. Okay, so I'm not sure if Prophet is on the line. If not, we want to continue our prayer focus. There's so many things that are before us, and we want to remember the members of LFC, Word Life Center, and the various things that are coming up against them. We definitely want to keep them girded in prayer. So during the course of the week, I think if we just begin to continue the confession of be open, or that we will continue to see some things open up on our behalf. And so we want to continue to pray for one another and each other, for the protective covering of the Lord to continue to rest upon us as we move forward. We want to remember that after worship service on Sunday, we are encouraging and requesting all laborers for Christ to be present for informational gathering, And so we look forward to that. All right, we've been talking about wineskins, new wine and new wineskin. And so I definitely trust that we have had the opportunity, the opportunity to begin to look at our life work, and you had some things that you were looking into, and so we are excited to hear from you, to hear that which the Holy Spirit has given you, has made available or actually imparted into your spirit. And so we want to give ear and opportunity to that now for you all to share the fun that you had, the fun that you had. And I know you had fun in, what do we want to call it, becoming or going through the process of transformation for this new wineskin, for these new wineskins. And also keeping in mind that these wineskins that we're going through the transformation of, I want us to begin to see it corporately. Interesting, and we definitely want to give ear to that, so let me allow you to share right now, and we'll come back with the rest of that thought. So I don't know who's on the line. However, I definitely want you to be able to share your life experience work, and we'll go from there. The lines are open. We want to encourage you to take your phones off of mute so that we can hear the revelatory insight that Holy Spirit has downloaded in you.
I think this study in new wine and new wineskin has opened up an area of spiritual excitement, because being something that's new, when we get something new, we get excited about it. But if you get something new and you're not sure what it is, but you know that the source of it is God. The intention of it is God. The purpose of it is godly. And so that makes us become part of what God is doing. He's inviting us to be a part of his plan for the world. So whatever part of the world we are anointed to influence, no matter where the mountain is, whether it's your home, your job, your work, the street, the marketplace, the school, it doesn't matter whatever the area is, he's doing a new thing. And that new thing has to be done in a way that's never been done before. Not that it's new, but it's new to us and the way we do it. And so as a result, the excitement is watching every time a thought or an emotion, I respond to it based on the past, that I'm really reminded, no, this is new wineskin season. And so forgetting those things which are behind, you know, and not thinking about the past, but rather looking and searching diligently for the face of God in where we're going and what I'm doing, what I'm hearing, and how I respond to it. And so it makes this the whole concept of new wine, because wine is something they use. It brought joy. It was celebratory and all of those things. See, that makes it so exciting, especially at this time that we're transitioning. And so it makes you mindful, okay, what is it you need for me to do, God, that I haven't done before? Or how is it you need me to do it? You know, how to just present ourselves as living sacrifices for him to do whatever he wants to do, whether we're familiar with it or not, whether we like it or not, or we're comfortable or not. I won't say like it, but whether we feel comfortable or not. But just doing it because we trust him and the wineskin he has prepared, and then the wine that he's filling the wineskin up with. That's it.
Amen. That's powerful. Thank you, Overseer, for sharing. Thank you. Anybody else? Well, one of the things I want us to look at, as the scripture has been encouraging us, and one of the scriptures that we looked at, or another scripture that we looked at, had to do with Jesus turning water into wine. And we're just going to draw some conclusions from those two scriptures, the wineskin that the book of Mark, well, more than Mark, but that the book of Mark makes mention of in the 9th chapter, the 14th through the 17th verse. And we're also just going to take an opportunity to also look at the miracle out of John, the 2nd chapter, that talks about Jesus turning water into wine. And so one of the things that we have been stressing is that these wineskins, that Jesus states that we won't have a spiritual or a natural taste for this new wine because we've become so accustomed to the old. And so one of the things that we asked you to do was to begin to look at what are some things that we have become accustomed to that the Holy Spirit desires to shift and or change in us, to change our spiritual taste for, our spiritual appetite for, so that he can release the new to us. So the scripture in, I believe that's John, the 2nd chapter, that talks about the wine, the water being turned to wine, was that this miracle, everyone that was present at the wedding benefited from. And so that stands out for me because this miracle where they had one thing they had been accustomed to. There was a need for something new, and in order to get something new, a new process had to take place. But that process became the overflow or became the foundation for everything that came afterward. And so your new wine skin, your new wine, the outpouring of the Lord changing us from the traditional thinking that doesn't mean that it was old or anything. It just means that it was a thinking or pattern or behavior that needs to be now updated because the Lord is doing, desires to do something different. But that is not just for you. It's going to benefit everyone and whoever everyone is as it relates to who you are in ministry and what the assignment of the Lord is upon you. But specifically, this new wineskin is a message that's going out to Laborers for Christ Word Life Center. And so, which means that there is a need corporately for the body of LFC Word Life Center to exchange the old wineskin, the old methodology, the old way of thinking, to exchange all of that for the new. And he tells us prophetically, he says, you're not going to enjoy it because it's going to taste different. So in preparation for the new, whatever the new is, that's over the house, he says, I need you to prepare for it. It wasn't like at the wedding some people had an old glass, and when they got a new glass of wine, they poured it in and mixed it. Not at a restaurant where you ask the waiter or waitress to refill your glass when you still have something in it. This was a completely emptying of the old, getting rid of any of the residue that indicated something you had prior to that to prepare for something different. And so I have to ask, how many of us have gotten rid of the old so that we could prepare for something different? Or do we have the old? Have we packed the old? It's ready. It's ready to go with you wherever you go. You're ready to implement it. You're going to make sure that it has a place and a voice. So questions for those that are on the line, you're going to need to turn your phone, take them off of mute. What's something that you believe needed to go with you that Holy Spirit is letting you know, nope, new wine, new wine. I even need you to change your glass, because you don't just get new wine, but you get new wine skins. The company you keep is going to shift. The cliques you're in are going to shift. The positions you serve in are going to shift. What is this new skin going to look like that is going to house this new wine? And are we willing to let it go? The lines are open.
Yes.
Of course, we may not have anybody online.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I believe what needs to, what has to go is my way of thinking and attitude and doing things my way, but doing it his way, Ms. Cena.
Amen. I think I couldn't really hear, but okay.
Oh, can you hear me now, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I don't want to speak. I stated I believe what have to leave is my attitude, my way of thinking, and a new way of totally depending on him to order my steps in this new season of change.
Amen. And so what is that? Well, we'll let someone else answer. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else?
Well, I agree with what she just said. Our total outlook on what we think God wants, that we have to totally depend on him. So we have to let go of the old methods that we've been taught. And my thing was depending on madam, you know, because you feel that you can just about pay your way through, whereas now you have to trust God and do it his way. Again, we look at what gave you power was numbers, time, and money. So you have to rearrange your thinking of the world and totally depend on obedience, hearing from God, and faith. I'll just put it that way.
Amen. So they say only by faith. Amen. Okay. Anybody else? Again, thank you for sharing. Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate those of you who are sharing verbally and non-verbally. So I want us to look at, because those answers are phenomenal answers. They're phenomenal responses. They are appropriate church responses. You can't get any better than that. But what I want you to think is, what's one thing you do in ministry that you know has to shift because of the new wine skin and the new wine? And you can't be offended after the game.
Apostle is passing my life. And for me, mine is worship. It definitely is overdue for a shift. And the reason why I believe, as it relates to the new wine, that I am in the process, or the shift is filtering through my new wine skin, because I am okay with it. I have peace with it, and I have assurance with it. That is a God who did as well, and everything he does as well.
Amen. He does all things well. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else? Alrighty there. Again, we definitely appreciate the verbal and nonverbal. Okay, so then what we're going to do is, as we prepare, because we're talking to laborers for Christ, and we're coming together on Sunday, Let me just reiterate this passage of scripture. Definitely let's reiterate and share this passage of scripture. I think we can share the one out of Matthew. Matthew the 9th chapter, the 14th through the 17th verse. Matthew, so let's get that. Matthew 9:14 through 17. All right, Matthew 9:14 through 17 reads as it follows. Then John's disciples came and asked him, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?" So I'm not sure how many leaders we have on the phone, but if you are an elder, if you are a pastor, if you are an evangelist, if you are a bishop, if you're an apostle, if you're a prophet, if you're an overseer, if you serve in any of those capacities, if you are a minister, prayerfully we just covered everybody, the scripture says, John asks, "How is it that we fast?" Excuse me. Then John's disciples came and asked, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not?" I want you to take a critical look. That's probably not going to be too difficult for us. I want you to take a critical look at what you have observed that you felt like it's required of me, but it's not required of them. And it just didn't seem fair, number one. Because he says, how is it that we have to do it, but they don't have to do it? And that's often our mindset. Why in the world is it required of me? Why do I have to do so much? Why am I the one setting up? Why am I the one breaking down? Why am I the one cleaning, sweeping, mopping? Why am I the one that has to be late or has to be on time or to make the sacrifice? Whatever it is that you find yourself doing that you feel, why is it that I have to purchase it but I can't do it? Just whatever capacity, you know, why have I been replaced or downgraded, upgraded? Why? I want you to write down some of those whys so that we can get some answers. And I want you to bring them to church with you on Sunday. Then the scripture goes on in the 15th verse to say that Jesus said, "How can the guest of the bridegroom mourn while he is with us?" One moment, please. Thank you. All right. So Jesus said, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and then they will fast." So I want us to look and make sure that some of the things we're doing, we're not doing for religious purposes, but we're doing for relational purposes. So I want you to name three things that you're doing for religious purposes, that the Lord needs you to be doing something for relational purposes. You're doing it because it looks right, it sounds right, you just believe it's what the Lord wants. Yet he never told you to do it. It may be good, it may be right, it may be scriptural. It may be scriptural, but it's not something the Lord told you to be doing now. All right. It may be something that's needed, but it wasn't for you to do. So then the scripture in the 16th verse says, "No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskin will be ruined. Now, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both can be preserved. And so there are some people that we have been trying to have them conform to our ideology of what they should look like in service and in ministry. Make a note of that. Make a note of that. Okay? Are we still together? Amen. Thank you, somebody, for responding.
Repeat what you just said, Papa.
Oh, that's messed up. No, you can't say that. That's what I said. Oh, well, I'm sure you did. No, it's not a cuss word. Repeat what, Pastor?
The last thing you said about what we should be, about the people, I didn't hear it clearly.
Somebody repeat.
I just heard church.
Yes. Oh, well, please do.
So I believe the apostle has just spoke of the three things that we do because we think we're supposed to be doing them, and you want us to bring it to church Sunday.
I got that one, named three things. But you said something else after that. And the phone was going in and out.
You should say, and then what we shouldn't be doing.
Okay, what was that?
You have to tell.
We have to say three things that we shouldn't be doing?
That works for me. Yes.
Okay.
I'm not able to... Yeah, repeat like that. My apologies.
Oh, okay. I was just writing and I didn't get it. Okay.
The part that you got, bring it, and we will work with it. That's how we will do this.
Okay.
All right. So the passage in Luke says, the fifth chapter, the 33rd verse through the 39th verse, and I believe this is the 39th verse. Excuse me? The 39th verse. The new wine must be put into a fresh wine skin. A fresh wine skin. That's where we're going to start, and we're going to end with the latter part of that. Had your anointing refreshed and updated? Have you had your anointing refreshed and updated? Your gifts refreshed and updated? Your service refreshed and updated? Have you been refreshed and updated? Write it down, bring it. And then finally, the scripture says, and no one after drinking old wine desires new wine, but they say the old is good and better. What are you resisting in this new move? What are you resisting in this new move? It's just something you can't wrap your mind around. It needs to happen this way, or it needs to flow this way, or this needs to be. Is that an old mind scan thinking that I would like to say is wisdom? But nevertheless, it could be an old mind scan thinking. And so the scripture prophetically tells us that you're not going to like it. You're not even going to want it. You're not going to see the relevance of it because you still have the old taste or the past movement of the Holy Spirit in your mouth, and you're judging or trying to formulate a new move with an old mentality. Well, it's been fun being your host today. I believe we have some things to reflect on and think about it. I definitely enjoy serving you all. And are there any questions? Okay. Well, I am sure we will have the better part of this dialogue on Sunday. So until then, enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Take the opportunity to allow the Holy Spirit to do an evaluation within you. The scripture says, search me, O Lord. Allow him to search you. And as he searches you, be diligent to record what he finds, not your understanding of what has been found. So sometimes he finds things in us and we go, oh, that is not mine. That's a result of being with or being at or whatever the case may be. But whatever it is he finds, make a note of it. Make a note of it so that it can become our prayer focus. Lord, these are the things that have come up. What do you want done with them? Amen. Well, again, this is your servant. I look forward to the next time we come together because it is a sharpening and crucifying way. Bye-bye for now. Thank you.